This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we looked at some of what Revelation had to say about heaven. Today, let's look at what it says about hell. Hell is a place God prepared for the devil and the angels that followed him in rebelling against God. In chapter 20, verse 10, it says that after the thousand-year reign of Christ closed with the battle of Gog and Magog, the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. After this, John saw a great white throne and him who sat on it. Everyone who had died without coming to Jesus Christ stood before this one on the throne. The book of life was opened, and the people were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. Verses 14 and 15 say, "Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." Now take note, this judgment is not to determine if you are going to heaven or hell. This judgment is for those who are going to hell because their names were not found in the book of life. There evidently are degrees of punishment in hell. That's why the books that record your deeds are referred to determine the degree of punishment. The only way to escape this judgment is to have your name in the book of life. How is this done? By trusting in Jesus as your Savior before you die. If you haven't done this, let me encourage you to do so before this year ends. Do it today. And send me an email if you do, ludgoltz@aol.com.